Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to work out your goal. Remember on the episode titled The Power of Goals, I explained to you that goals are pulls. That is to say, they are pulling forces, kind of compelling you to stretch out for more, propelling you to become more, propelling you to become all that you can be, and propelling you to take action every day to become all that you are capable of becoming. My goal at this point is to share with you how to work out that goal you have set. Please, I'd like to again remind you that if you do not set goals in life, if you do not set goals at every point in time in your life, what happens is that you run the risk of living your life without having any drive. You do not have anything that is propelling you. You are not even able to measure your effort. You are not able to focus your effort, let alone measuring the impact of the effort you are putting. That is why I encourage you to please settle down and set goals in different areas of your life at different points in your life. You can set daily goals, you can set weekly goals, you can set monthly goals. Whichever goal you have to set, please, goals are very, very important. I'm not saying that once you have set a goal, then you are sure you are going to reach it. But I'm saying when you don't set a goal, you don't even stand any chance. Let me also help you see clearly that when you set goals, they are a reflection of the results you want to achieve. They are a reflection of how good you want to get. Now, when you have set those goals, what happens to you is that when you have attained those goals, then you have been able to transform your life and get to that point in your life where you have become all that you want to be. A case in point is that if I set a goal that I want to have a better family this year, and on the other side I set a goal that I want to increase my income, then another goal I set that, okay, I want to relate better with my extended family members. These are areas of my life which, based on my appraisal for last year, yesterday, last week, last month, or the last season of my life, I found that these areas need to be fixed. And therefore, I decided to set goals of things I have to do on my own to be able to make advancements. I decided to set goals on things I have to do on my own such that when I have done that successfully, I'll be able to have a better life. That's what goal does for you. That's what goals do for you. So please do your best. Get a piece of paper and write those things down and say, this week I will be able to achieve this. I'll be able to do that. Remember, goals are proofs of your cooperation with God to bring to reality that great future, that great new year, that great new season He has destined for you. Do not forget, I said last week, that goals are not things that God can do for you. You can't set a goal that you must make 2 million sales. I mean, it's not entirely dependent on you to do that. But you can set a goal to market your product to 5 million people, hoping that 2 million will get to be able to buy it. You can set a goal to refine your marketing strategy, hoping that when you even expose your marketing messages to 2 million will be able to buy. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's what I want to talk about today is how to work out that goal you have set. The reason that goals do not automatically become reality on their own. When you have set a goal, you have to put in effort. You have to do one or two things to make them reality. That is why I explained to you in the last episode where I talked about do not count on luck. Why I have to tell you not to count on luck is this. A lot of times we set goals that are very big, goals that are wonderful, and we actually crave to have them become reality. Except that the deficiency in the goals we set is that we set the goal and expect to achieve them or attain them by luck. Life was not designed to function by luck. You have to get down to work to work out your goals. Therefore, what I want you to do is that the starting point of even working out your goals is in the manner you set the goal. The goals you are setting must be something that can be attained. The goals you are setting must be something that is reachable. The goals you are setting must be things that you know you have the capacity to meet. It doesn't make sense, for instance, as a student to set a goal of being able to read 3 chapters of your chemistry in a day when you know you have not been able to finish a chapter in a day in the past. You have to start small, and whenever you attain this goal, you set a bigger one. It doesn't make sense to say, oh, I will automatically become the best salesperson in my company when I'm not even among the first 10. It doesn't work that way. Set a goal of what you know you can achieve, Then when you have achieved that one, you stretch yourself more. Don't forget, I believe there is always a room for improvement. There's always a room for you to get better at what you do. Therefore, you start with a simple goal, which you know very well you can attain. Then when you have attained that one, you set a higher one. You continue stretching yourself, until you come to that point where you have stretched yourself to the full capacity. God designed us with all kinds of potentials, with very great amount of potentials. And it's our responsibility to task those potentials to become reality. It's our responsibility to task ourselves until we bring those potentials into manifestation, into tangible services, tangible products, and tangible abilities. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now, the next thing you do when you want to make your goals reality is to assemble every resources required to pursue that goal and make it a reality. You see, when you have set a goal of what you want to do, there are things you have to put in place to be able to achieve those goals. Again, I go back to the student I was using as an example. You have set a goal, you'll be able to read your chemistry textbook 3 chapters in a day. But if you don't have a chemistry textbook, it's going to be a problem. Why I say it's going to be a problem is this. If you don't have the textbook but have to borrow, sometimes the person you want to borrow from may not be willing to give you or may be busy with his own. Therefore, please do your best to get the textbook you need to get. And if you have to borrow, then make sure you are guaranteed or being able to borrow the book at least 3 times in a week. That is just that for the student, but also for the person who is a sales person. Do not set a target you'll be able to make 1 million sales in your company when you know that at this point in time, you are still the manager in your company, marketing executive, and you do all the whole lot of work in your business because you are an entrepreneur. Be sure that you have enough time to be able to go out to do the marketing. Be sure you have enough time to be able to do the online publicity. Be sure you have enough resources on your own side to do the relevant marketing to get the results you want. If these things are not on ground, you will not be able to attain the goal. As a matter of fact, what happens to you is that you set goals you want to get, but you end up not getting them because the resources, the instruments, the people, everything you require to make those goals reality are not there. Therefore, please, after setting your goal, please assemble every resources, material and human resources you need to be able to do that thing. Time is also a resource. Therefore, you have to set aside adequate time resource that will enable you to execute that assignment. If you do not have enough time for your child training, even though you have set a goal that you devote more time to training your children, you will not be able to attain it. Therefore, if you know you come back from work by 6 in the evening and you know how to spend like an hour, 30 minutes cooking and perhaps bathing the children, then what you do is that you can't set a goal that you're going to teach them because you know you will not have the time. Therefore, please make sure you allocate the adequate amount of time to be able to do it. Maybe when you find that you don't have time, then you may have to either cut, change your job, or get a private tutor to teach them at home. Then having assembled all the resources you require to achieve your goal, the next thing you do is you please develop a workable plan that will help you achieve it. You have a concrete plan, a plan that will not fail. A plan is a detailed blueprint of what you have to do, how to assemble all the resources at your disposal to achieve the results you want. Please, your plans have to be detailed and if possible, write it down. Somebody says, must I do this for all the goals I want to achieve? No. But what I can guarantee is that when you set your goals and make a plan for it, you stand a higher chance of getting that result done than if you don't have any plan. Sometimes your plan can be a mental plan. For instance, I know I'm early in the morning, I now have to cook, go out, do my quiet time. I will have to go and fetch water. I know things like that. I don't have to write them down. I just say, okay, after this, I'm going to do this, after this, and that. But when you have something that is a kind of, you run a business, something that takes time, you may have to settle down and get your plan worked out. What's the point I've made today? It's not enough to set goals, you have to work it out. And the starting point of working your goal out is to mentally work it out in your head before writing it down. Then when you have done that, you assemble all the resources you require to pursue that goal towards a successful end. Then beyond that, you please develop a plan, a blueprint of what you are going to do, how you are going to use every resources to achieve the goal you have set.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.